Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast. Today's episode is a special episode. We're going to be doing a movie review of Halloween H2O. We're also going to do a teaser trailer reaction to The Haddonfield Nightmare, which is a fan film created by a good friend of mine, Braden Timmons, and his friends and his production company. It looks really good. So let's get to it. So, Halloween H2O was a movie directed by Steve Miner. Halloween H2O started out as Halloween Two Faces of Evil. And Halloween Two Faces of Evil, it was basically a relative of Laurie Strode, was at this old girls' school, and Michael Myers was going to find his way there and start causing trouble, and it was going to be direct to DVD or direct to VHS at the time, because the movie studios felt like Halloween didn't have enough power to become a movie again, so they cut the budget down and they were going to go direct to video, which I think probably would have killed the franchise. There's not too many movies that go direct to video and back. I think the Amityville Horror is probably the only few, you know, one that have done that successfully. But anyway, what happened was Jamie Lee Curtis started getting involved. The Weinsteins wanted her back and such, because this is the second attempt by Miramax, or whatever it became, Dimension Studios, a branch off of Miramax, to make a Halloween movie. So they got Jamie Lee Curtis, and they started talking to John Carpenter and such. So then when Jamie became involved in the project, the Two Faces of Evil script got scrapped and it got rewritten to Halloween 20 years later. And the first draft of Halloween 20 years later, Michael Myers was not the killer. Actually, it was Charlie was an imposter or obsessed fan of Michael Myers. It was killing everybody at that university. And then at the very end, the real Michael Myers was going to come back, kill him, and then the real Michael Myers is back. But that got tossed to the side. Also, John Carpenter wanted more money. They said no thank you. So Jamie Lee Curtis, she worked with Steve Miner before on other movies like Forever Young, and he got brought back. Steve Miner is known for Friday the 13th part 2 and 3. He directed those, and he was good in The Horror Dinner. Then there became a conflict with him because he wanted a mask that was totally blank, totally white and blank, and it did not look good on dailies. I mean, in some parts of the cut that they show on TV sometimes, you can see a lot of that mask. It looks kind of silly. It looks goofy. But in the opening of Halloween H2O, we see the Halloween 6 mask. They got John Butler, who did Friday the 13th, The New Blood. They got him to come in and try to replicate the Halloween 6 mask. And that's what they used in the opening of Halloween H2O. If you look, it's a really cool mask. It almost looks like the original. It's the Halloween 6 mask. And that looks really spooky when he's in that scene going after Nurse Winnington, or Nurse Chambers, as you like to call it. So Halloween H2O had a lot of its issues with getting the mask, you know, finding the director and finding the right script. And it works as a great movie. Basically, it goes on the premise of after Halloween 2, Laurie Strode faked her death in an automobile accident. And then she relocated to California and she changed her name, and she went to witness protection, and she became a headmistress of a university out there. And that's pretty cool to think about. She also gave birth to a son named John. But here's the issue, though. What happened to Jamie, her other daughter, you know, her other kid? They really didn't address that in H2O, but in an original draft, they actually do. In fact, a student inside Lori's class, or Carrie Tate's class, stands up and gives an essay about the shape of Haddonfield. And in it, it talks about, you know, Lori Strode having a daughter, and the daughter was being, you know, stalked by Michael Myers, and they finally put an end to it. It stresses, you know, Carrie Tate out so much, she actually leaves the room and vomits because she knows that her daughter's out there, but she feels god-awful, terrible leaving her behind to have Michael Myers go after her. But they decided to scrap that because they didn't like how Halloween 6 went. So H2O was a fresh start, and it has a lot of stars in it. It has LL Cool J. It has Jamie Lee Curtis, of course. It has her mom in it. It has Josh Hartnett in it. It has Michelle in it. Heath Ledger's widow. She also played in Dawson's Creek, Michelle Williams. And she was also in the movie Venom recently. So it was star-filled. They got a lot of big hitters in that movie. And it played out well. The popularity of Scream is kind of what inspired bringing H2O to the forefront. Kevin Williamson, he worked on Dawson's Creek, and you also know him from the Vampire Diaries as well, and the movie Cursed. He wrote Cursed, a Wes Craven movie. He always loved the Halloween movie, so they gave him a chance to write a draft of the script, and it was actually pretty good. If you buy the book Taking Shape, it goes through all the different drafts of Halloween H2O in it. So now we follow that Laurie Strode, now Carrie Tate, is living in this old private university, private school as a headmistress with her teenage son named John. And every Halloween, she has the fear that Michael Myers is going to return. So she tells her son she doesn't want him to go on this. They're going on this field trip to Yosemite, and she doesn't feel safe having him go because she's worried for his life. She's overprotective mother. He wants to go, of course, and then it flips itself in the movie that he actually now doesn't want to go. He wants to stay with his friends on the campus and that, and he even sneaks out of campus and gets caught by his mother, and she kind of scolds him because she says, you know, it's Halloween. You can't be doing this. This is the worst time of year to be running off on your own. The Michael Myers still might be out there yet. Of course, he believes Michael Myers is dead because his mom said that she saw him burn. Because this one is also a direct sequel to the 78 and Halloween Part 2 movies. So this carries off of that timeline. It splinters off into H2O. So 4, 5, and 6 don't exist. So anyway, as you guess, Michael Myers is indeed back. After killing the nurse and with the Halloween 6 mask, he kills the nurse. He finds the file on Laurie Strode because Dr. Loomis was being taken care of by the nurse. His office is still there. And he figures out that Laurie Strode is still alive and that she's living in California. He kills the kids next door, takes their vehicle, and drives out to California. So, you know, this is a thriller because it's not in Haddonfield, it's in a different location, and nobody knows what they're in for. Nobody knows about the shape out there very much, so it's a very shocking surprise to them when he arrives on the campus and starts dispatching the students that are left. And it's a real thrilling movie, very suspenseful. I noticed they put a lot of the recycled Scream score in it to just build up the suspense and make it hip. And it was a kind of like a aimed at the younger audience, this Halloween H2O. It was for the teen audience to take their dates out onto and such. And the movie plays out good. Michael Myers comes back. Laurie confronts him. She loses her boyfriend, Will. He's like a guidance counselor. He gets killed by Michael Myers. And LL Cool J accidentally gets shot in the head by Will. And then she finally says, I'm going to face the boogeyman myself. She comes back into the private university with an axe and goes to confront him. They have a big battle and such. And she even hits him with the axe. That doesn't faze him. She stabs him multiple times, knocks him off a balcony, and lunges a knife in his chest. And when she goes back down to give him the final blow, the security guard, LL Cool J's character, stops her and says he is dead. And when the paramedics arrive, they come to bandage everybody up and such. And she figures Michael Myers is not dead. So she takes a gun, the axe, and tells the Corners to load them up in the van. She hops in the van and she goes for a drive. And she's looking for a place probably to go finish Michael Myers off. Well, as you know, there's not much you can do to stop the boogeyman. He starts coming out of the body bag. You can see his fingers opening it up. He goes to attack Laurie, or Carrie Tate. He goes flying through the windshield. I kid you not. He goes flying through the windshield. She puts on the brake. He goes flying through, falls on the ground, gets back up, and then she goes in for another kill on him by driving the van forcefully into him and off a embankment. And she goes flipping out of the van, and the van goes flipping down the hill and pins Michael Myers between a tree and the van, which probably would have killed a normal person. I'm guessing your spine would have been severed and you would have been instant death. But of course, with the shape, nothing kills him, not even a van crushing him against a tree. And he kind of wakes up, probably being knocked out, I'm guessing. And Carrie or Lori calls his name. She says, "Michael." He looks up. He reaches for his head. I don't know if he thought maybe his head got chopped off or something, but reaches for his mask and head, and then stretches his hand out for her, because he knows she's in this timeline. They're still brother and sister. And she goes to stretch out. I'm like, "Oh, don't touch his hand. He's going to pull you near her, near him." But she goes to stretch and touch his fingers for a bit, and then she takes the axe and chops his head off. And when I saw that at the movies, I thought this is the end of the Halloween series. There's no way Michael Myers is going to come back from this one, because he's not like Jason. Once his head gets cut off, that's the end game. But somehow, some way, they've started filming extra scenes at the end of primary shooting for H2O, where it showed Michael Myers walking around in a paramedic suit. Now, what I was told was originally they told Jamie Lee Curtis that she could kill Michael Myers, because that was part of her contract, that she get to finish him off once and for all. But then it was later decided by the Eckhards and the Weinstein that they did not want Michael Myers to die. They wanted Michael Myers to come back, so they had an out for the ending. The out was basically Michael Myers switched his body with a paramedic person, and the person getting their head chopped off was not Michael Myers, but the paramedic. And that was to be revealed in Halloween Resurrection. So like I said, we'll be doing some trailer reactions coming up for the Haddonfield Nightmare, which is a direct sequel to Halloween H2O. So maybe they'll get to the bottom of it, how Michael Myers escaped from getting his head chopped off, or did he get his head chopped off? We'll have to find out, and that's the next segment. But before we go to that segment, I'd like to tell you that for H2O, before it went into production, they were seriously thinking about putting Michael Myers in space. Way before the theme of Jason X, they actually were going to do a sci-fi romp with Michael Myers. Also, John Carpenter was trying to fight for the rights. I believe it was John Carpenter and New Line Cinema versus the Weinsteins and Eckhards and Miramax. It was a blind bid, and the Weinsteins won it, and that's how we got Halloween H2O. Because originally John Carpenter and New Line, they were going to send Michael Myers to outer space. That would have been very interesting. And for the fact that they were going to ask John Carpenter to come back and direct Halloween H2O is very interesting in itself, even though he wanted to send Michael Myers to outer space. So we're going to go into that next segment right now. In just a second here, we're going to set up for it, and we'll be doing some trailer reactions to the Haddonfield Nightmare, and we'll also be doing the top 10 Haddonfield Nightmare theories. And now we'll be doing a trailer reaction to the Haddonfield Nightmare. The Haddonfield Nightmare is a movie fan film done by Braden Timmons, and it will will be a direct sequel to Halloween H2O. So if you want to pull that up on your phone or tablet or computer and find the fan film first look teaser on YouTube and such, and I'll give you a few seconds here and we'll press play and we'll watch the first teaser here, and then we'll find the second teaser and give that a trailer reaction. And so I'll give you a few seconds here. And here we go. Press play now. Yep, it's definitely got that Halloween vibe. So that's John Tay, looks like the shape, possibly John Tate's diary, possibly. Ooh, bloody knife. Good, nice touch. File 2021, it says. So let's see if we can find the second teaser here. Let's see here. All right. Like I said, I'll give you guys a few seconds here to catch up.
I am grateful for being first. It's like,
I'll give you guys a few seconds here to catch up with me, and then we'll press play together and watch it here. Go back a little here. All right. Now we're gonna press play and watch together. I believe she was in the first teaser trailer. Must be John Tate's daughter. Ooh, there's the shape. Right across the street here. These cars pulling up. It's Cody Fox. A lot of suspense in this one. Ooh, nice touch of the shape there at the end, the knife. And yeah, they're still live on Indigo. If you guys want to donate, go right ahead. They're still live on Indigo yet. So, those are the two teasers for the Haddonfield Nightmare. They both look great. Very good job to Brandon Timmons and crew and his cast. Very good job, guys. And now we're also going to do a top 10 theories of the Haddonfield Nightmare. So let's get to it here. So at number 10, we got Michael Myers is a ghost. Well, that could be a good possibility. Maybe he did die in H2O and now he's back as a spirit or a ghost haunting John Tate and his family. Number 9, John Tate's daughter is imagining it all. That could be another possibility. Maybe his daughter is imagining the boogeyman, the shape is back. That's another good theory. Number 8, Laurie Strode is dead. Well, we haven't been confirmed, but maybe she is dead in this timeline. Who knows? We'll have to find out when we watch the movie. Number 7, an imposter Michael Myers. Well, they could do a Roy Burns type deal where it's somebody that was inspired by Michael Myers and is going around killing people. That's a good idea. And number 6, John Tate is really locked up in Smith's Grove. That's another theory too, is that John Tate is locked up at Smith's Grove and he's having these nightmares about Michael Myers coming back. That's another good possibility. Number 5, Halloween Resurrection doesn't exist. Okay, that's a good point. If this is a direct sequel to H2O, that means they probably erased Halloween Resurrection from the timeline. That's a good theory. Number 4, Laurie Strode is the real killer. Ooh, that'd be a real twist if they took off the shape's mask and it ended up being Laurie Strode. I think that happened in a comic book once. That'd be a great idea. Number 3, Loomis will appear. Yeah, that'd be cool if they found a way to put Loomis in the film somehow. flashback or a picture or something. That'd be cool. Theory number two, John Tate might be the killer. Ooh, another good twist is that John Tate maybe has split personalities and he ends up becoming the new Shape. That'd be really spooky. And at number one, the ending of H2O was all a dream. So basically they're saying that at the end of H2O, from the part that the paramedics come, rest of it's all fake, that maybe Laurie Strode dreamed it all, that she beheaded Michael Myers. In reality, his body just disappeared. That's the number one top 10 theory, so we'll have to watch it next fall and find out for ourselves. The Haddonfield Nightmare, and it's still live on Indigo. Go and donate some money to it, get some perks, get some movies or t-shirts or sweatshirts. Really good movie. I look forward to watching it. As for now, we'll catch you on the next episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast.